Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love.
Today FM. Last day of October, Halloween. Happy Halloween from all of us here on The Breakfast Show on Today FM. Hope you've a great day. Enjoy it. The weather looks good for it as well, actually. We're walking around the streets with your little posse and all dressed up. So best of luck with that. And now it's Thursday teaser time. If you think you know the answer to this teaser, text or send a WhatsApp voice note to 087-4100-102. This is just for fun, okay? So now you can look this up if you want to. You can go to Google and look up this guy's name if you want to, and you'll find it. But why don't you try and see if your brain is functioning properly and if you can try and work it out yourself, okay? So send us your guesses to 087-4100-102. Stephen Clark from Pennsylvania in the United States of America holds a Guinness World Record for doing something in record time, okay? So what would be notable about 16.47 seconds? What could you do in 16.47 seconds that, you know, is kind of beating everybody else's and holds a Guinness World Record? What might that be? So Stephen Clark, he holds a Guinness World Record for doing something in record time, 16.47 seconds to be exact. But what did he do? Dun, dun, dun. Give us a shout if you think you know. Have a guess. Go on. It's 087-4100-102. Owen, come in, please. How are you?
Come on, Eno. Owen, the cabin crew here.
Oh.
Stephen Clark, him being from America, and that's 16 seconds. I have a feeling he's a Guinness World Record for eating hot dogs or something like that. Now, I don't know how many human person could eat in 16 seconds, but that's just my guess, yeah. Never mind
the old Google. Thank you, Owen, very much. Back to the drawing board there, Owen. That's not the right answer. And you'd probably have to be more specific about the amount of hot dogs. But I don't think it's anything to do with food. I don't know. I really don't know. I haven't a clue. Mossy, what do you think? 16.47 seconds in the Guinness Book of World Records. And what did he do?
Hi, this is Mossy in Waterford. That guy, the 16 seconds in the Guinness Book of Records, was he the longest serving Manchester United manager in the last 20 years?
Mossy, you're some man, aren't you? All the Mossies in Waterford, eh? Mossy, fair play to you. Not the right answer, but a good one. I love it. Very good. Okay, so Stephen Clark, Pennsylvania. Guinness World Record for doing something in record time, 16.47 seconds. What did he do? We got Mick in Westport. Let's see how Mick is getting. Oh, I think this is right. Oh, God. Okay, right. This is the right answer, everybody. What did he do? Have a listen.
Good morning to the FM listeners. Mick Cunningham here, Westport. The Guinness World Record for carving a pumpkin, 16.47 seconds. Boom.
Boom. Very good. Well done. Mick in Westport. You have good voice there, Mick. You could do the afternoon show or the first thing in the morning show or the late night show here in Today FM. Good on. Hey, Mick in Westport here. We'll set up a little studio in your house there and just call on you one of these days. Mick, fantastic. Very good. Correct answer. Carve on the pumpkin. 16.47 seconds. That is some going, isn't it? We're going to talk to Oscar Finn in Waterford in a moment. He's going to have a go at Waffle. And thanks to everybody who tried to get in touch. Remember, we do this every morning. There's always €1,000. So even if, I was going to say if, when Oscar wins, there'll be another 1,000 in there for you tomorrow morning. It's our way of saying, good morning, how are you getting on? Do you want some money? And we will give it to you, all right? So Oscar Finn's going to have a go on Waffle. Basically, I'm going to give him the topic and then he has to try and find the five keywords. They're normally the most obvious ones. And I think in this case, they are the most obvious ones to go along with this particular topic. So let's meet him. Oscar, how are you?
Hi, Ian, how's it going?
Very good. Oscar Finn, Waterford. Are you from Waterford originally, yeah?
I am indeed, yeah.
Excellent, very good. Sunny southeast and all that, yeah?
Sometimes, not really.
and you're with the boss there at the moment, yeah?
I am, yeah.
Right, yeah.
Insulation,
yeah?
External wall insulation, yeah.
Right, very good. Good boss, yeah?
Ah, he is, yeah.
Decent man, yeah?
Decent man, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sorry for embarrassing you there, Oscar. Okay, well, listen, best of luck with this. Well, your boss can help out with this as well. So all we need are you to say the words and to say the five key words. Just check me ding. Hang on. Yep, the ding is ready to go. Are you ready?
Yeah,
Okay, right. Best of luck. Oscar Finn in Waterford. They're about to reveal what the topic is for you today as you head towards work and hopefully win €1,000.
Today's waffle topic is
the original Gladiator movie.
Russell Crowe.
Oliver Reed.
Oliver Reed. Sword. What's the fella called?
Colosseum.
Ridley Scott.
Yeah, Ridley Scott. Good one.
What's the child called now?
Lucius. Any other actors in it?
Lucius.
We had Joaquin Phoenix. Ridley Scott, you got. Russell Crowe, you got as well. Then we had Maximus and Oscar in there as well. Oscar!
I know.
There you go.
Go back and rewatch
them out. Sorry about that, Oscar. Thanks for having a go. Good luck. Cheers.
Thank you.
Bye. Okay, so Sean is here with your showbiz news. Harry Styles tops the under 30 rich list.
Yeah.
So this is going to be published in the Sunday Times or somewhere, is it?
Well, it's actually Heat magazine.
Oh, right. Oh.
A much more highbrow publication.
Of course.
With a fortune of £200 million, which is €240 million, Harry Styles is officially the richest British star under 30. So Heat magazine, as I said, have crunched the numbers and they've compiled a rich list made up of the top 30 under 30.
Okay. So what's the top five?
Well, I'll give you a kind of an overview of who's there.
Okay, right? I'll get to the top five.
Right. So we have Florence Pugh is in there, Ella Henderson, Sam Fender. Ella Henderson is there. What number is she now?
Interesting.
Is at number 26 of the 30.
She's got a song out called Filthy Rich at the moment.
There you go. She is indeed. Saoirse Ronan is on there as well at number 14 with a fortune of £9 million.
I thought she had more than that at this stage.
She's been
fairly prolific, hasn't she?
She's been absolutely working her arse off for the last number of years. And the top five are, you've got Millie Bobby Brown, who's only 20 years old. Okay. She's from Stranger Things.
Netflix out at the moment.
Yes. She has a net worth of £22 million.
Right.
Lewis Capaldi in at number four with £30.4 million.
Good man, Lewis.
Spider-Man Tom Holland, £30.6
million. Nice.
Dua Lipa, £104
million. Good on you, Dua Lipa.
And then Harry in there with £200 million.
£200 million, wow. Yeah. Very good.
Nice work.
Okay. That's in Heat magazine if you want to check it out and inspire yourself for your own future. Mm. And a bit of breakup news.
Oh. Yeah, I'm actually sad to read this. And I know you might think, oh, you loser that you care. But Channing Tatum and Zoe Kravitz have called it quits, according to reports this morning. They were engaged and apparently they've broken up after 3 years together. They started dating back in 2021. They got engaged last year. And now
they've broken up.
That's the word. Yeah.
Okay.
I thought they were going to go the distance, if I'm honest.
Nice.
But they're obviously not. Now maybe they'll rekindle.
Thank you.
Oh, look.
Look. Thank you very much. Shauna gave me a little present of a cherry Bakewell earlier on today.
Now, it's not just a cake. It's an oat boost.
It's very moist, actually.
Very moist. And that's what I like about it. It's a great dash of almond in there.
Not to be sold separately. So this was the
I didn't sell it to you. I just gave it to you.
So it's the brand is called Graze. G-R-A-Z-E.
Yeah.
So it's just used Graze.
Oh, this is a live taste test. I'm nervous now. What if you hate it? Mm. Cherry Bakewell is not for everybody. I love it.
Yeah, very good. Well. Yeah. Reminds me of being in school, actually.
Oh, right. Yeah. Happy memories, I hope.
Going back now. What? 1 out of 10? Oh, my God.
Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today FM.